football on off the ball.
Yeah, but it's really interesting because I think like they're philosophically like poles apart. When he did that Rabona, Guardiola talked about Messi, didn't he? He said Messi just did the simple stuff. That's why he was so good. And the Cherki did an interview a couple of weeks ago with France Football, and he said, I don't know if he was thinking specifically about this, but he said the worst thing somebody could say about me is that I do the simple thing.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
The News Round is brought to you by Viagra Connect 50 milligram film coated tablets.
Contains sildenafil for adult men with erectile dysfunction. Maximum dosage 150 milligram tablet per day.
Always read the label.
Buy online at viagraconnect.ie. Subject to suitability following pharmacist consultation.
The News Round on Off the Ball. This is News Talk.
Good evening and welcome along to Tuesday night's Off the Ball, and happy Champions League semi-finals to you. We've got Paris Saint-Germain versus Bayern Munich on the schedule tonight. A game that is so obviously going to be a cracker that maybe it actually disappoints us all and is just bang average 6 out of 10 over the course of the two legs. Tonight from 7:30 we're going to be chatting to Konstantin Ekner, who is going to preview that game with a particular focus on Bayern Munich. Between 8 and 9 tonight we're going to be chatting to Arj Tirachelvam on Sebastian Sawe, the man who broke the marathon record on Sunday. We're going to be talking about his nutrition, about his shoes, about the anti-doping policy that was enhanced by Adidas and their $50,000 over the course of a number of weeks. Between 9 and 10, the football show coming your way, where we'll be keeping a close eye on the closing stages of the first leg at Parc des Princes tonight. Keith Tracy will be with us in studio for that hour. Our number is 087-918-180 if you want to send us a message on WhatsApp. David Seagrave is here for tonight's News Round. Evening, David.
Evening, how are you?
Very well. And Arthur D is here as well. How are you doing, Arthur?
Flying.
You, Arthur, as anybody who's listened to the show will know that you're a big man for bluster and hyperbole. So give it the big one. Preview Bayern Munich versus Paris Saint-Germain here. Tell us why it's going to be one of the greatest games of all time.
What a setup. I don't see how it couldn't but be. And I'm not even getting... I don't see how this could be a bad game. I'll say it. I'll put that in the record out there for all to hear.
I completely agree with that. And yet we sometimes get disappointed with high expectations. But I think with who we have on the line tonight, when you look at both of their managers and both of their philosophies, I don't see how anyone's looking at the first leg in particular saying we need to keep this tight at the back, lads.
No one's digging in. They're going both going, they want to win this. I think we're in for two amazing games. The first and second leg, the other game we'll talk about tomorrow. But I think it's going to be class. I just don't see any way, having watched them all the way up to this point, that it could disappoint.
We have the teams. So for Paris Saint-Germain, it's Safonov in goals. It's Hakimi, Marquinhos, Pacho and Mendes across the back. Warren Zaire-Emery, Vitinha and João Neves is their midfield. And then that front three of Doué, Dembélé and Kvaratskhelia for Paris Saint-Germain. Then for the visitors, Bayern Munich tonight, it's Manuel Neuer in goal. They've gone with Alphonso Davies at left back. There had been some suggestion and some expectation really that Konrad Laimer might be starting there. So it's Davis and Stanisic as their fullbacks. It's Jonathan Tah and Upamecano at the heart of their defence. It's Pavlovic and Kimmich in midfield behind Diaz, Musiala, who replaces the injured Gnabry, Olise and Harry Kane. We were chatting earlier about Pavlovic, Alexander Pavlovic, 21 years old, playing in this Bayern Munich team and in a new role this year for Vincent Kompany, an increased role under Vincent Kompany this year. And this is something we'll get into with Konstantin after 7:30 this evening. But he had been referred to as a midfield technician, which automatically puts you in the 8 out of 10 category if you get described as a technician. You don't even need to describe if you're a good or a bad technician. Just technician means you're a top-class midfielder, right?
Yeah. Technician is solid as your 8 out of 10. Technician, because it doesn't like, well, sometimes I guess machines can malfunction, yeah. But more often than not, the technician is it's an utterly reliable descriptor, utterly reliable proper technician.
Who are the great technicians?
That's a harder thing. You know, that's funny. Your mind went there. Maybe that's your more analytical mind. My mind went to other. And it was funny. Other thoughts on different terms.
Okay. So what's a level below technician then?
I guess your water carrier.
Used on the show last night, Kevin Kilbane, reminded us of the trope associated with Didier Deschamps during his playing days, which was the water carrier to let Pierre and Petit do their thing.
Yeah, is operator beneath technician?
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. 100%.
I think it kind of depends on the context as well, though. Like, if you're talking about someone and you're kind of saying it just like in passing, like, oh, he's a good operator, then maybe it can kind of...
Well, I think I'd like to be an operator. Always an absolute operator.
There's operator in football terms and there's operator in everyday life. So if you were described as some operator in everyday life, you could be seen as something of a Schlieveen or underhanded.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay.
Whereas on the football pitch, I guess operator is largely positive.
You're connecting. You're connecting one to the other. I mean, is that the literal definition of where it comes from? It's like a phone operator. You're the thread through which everything runs.
Yeah, the leader of the call room.
That's pretty good.
I guess it is. You can't
stitching things.
It's not pejorative in any way in a football sense. Yeah. Water carrier is certainly below the
water carrier is a term. That's not a term of endearment. No. It kind of is though. You wouldn't want to be without one. You know.
No.
Water carrier kind of feels like it's in the same category as, you know, like unsung hero type, doesn't it? Like,
yeah.
You're kind of you're showing work. Their dues without showing their dues.
Yeah. Workhorse.
Is definitely beneath operator and technician.
It's like who's the workhorse in those midfields? Like, for example, I'm not seeing a whole pile of workhorses. That's why we're so excited about this game. It's that you've got three operators, three technicians in both midfields, like Musiala, Pavlovic, Kimmich, Zaire Emery, Vitinha, Neves. I guess they all work hard.
It probably is. It's probably a change in the way the football's changed.
The minimum expectation is workhorse.
I'm not sure if there's any even at that elite level if there can be many water carriers left. Like, I don't know if you can be that suggests a degree of limit to your technical ability. I'm not sure you get away with that.
I'll ask you another one to put you on the spot here. Who was the last great water carrier then, if the water carrier era is over?
Like,
are we talking like Nemanja Matic for Chelsea?
Oh, that's a good show. Ooh. I mean, he could hit a ball too.
Talking like Fernando for Manchester City, not Fernandinho, Fernando.
Herrera United maybe? Or is he a step above?
Herrera. I was like, you're talking great players. Herrera, yeah, good shout in the post glory days.
It's funny, like someone like Manuel Ugarte ought to be a good.
That's what Manchester carrier. United thought they were signing.
Yeah, but there's just the holes in that bucket.
Conlon Leash says grafter, below technician.
Definitely below technician. Yeah. We wouldn't want to be without one.
No, like, I guess, yeah. Well, again,
we're kind of the same thing. Yeah, it's kind of, maybe they're doubling up.
0879-180-180, give us the hierarchy onwards. Is there anything above technician or operator, just in terms of a word that you would use that doesn't necessarily say how great or otherwise, that would just give you sort of 9 out of 10 esteem? Let us know. David, you are starting with the Champions League tonight. We're going to hear from those involved in just a moment, but set the scene for us.
Yeah, so of course, the first of this year's Champions League semi-finals gets underway this evening. Holders Paris Saint-Germain are up against Bayern Munich at the Parc des Princes from 8. Bayern will be without head coach Vincent Kompany in the dugout, with assistant coach Aaron Danks deputising for the tie. Kompany was suspended after his yellow card in their second leg win over Real Madrid, which was his third yellow of the campaign. However, he did take media duties ahead of the tie. The future of Harry Kane has been a hot topic over the last week, with club execs admitting they had a clear aim of extending his contract. He scored 53 goals so far this season, and Kompany spoke highly of his qualities.
An incredible goal scorer, striker that can find a way to score goals out of any position, whether it's headers, whether it's left foot, right foot, distance shots. So I think his finishing was never underestimated. I think his leadership was never underestimated either, because he's had that role for his team and for his country. But then obviously what we see a lot more is just his distribution and his work rate for the team and his game intelligence in general. So to combine that side of the game with still the numbers that he has, so you've got to do the job to come and help your team sort of progress and then still arrive in the box. It's not an easy thing. So that's something we've seen and we've been able to enjoy. That probably in England was maybe underrated at the time. But he's aging like fine wine, so I'm just enjoying obviously seeing that side of his game for us as well.
Is Harry Kane a workhorse?
No, I mean that would feel insulting. I think
I'm not saying water carrier.
No,
he's a workhorse. But when you describe him as that, it kind of feels like you're doing him a disservice.
Mm-hmm. I think workhorse is too close to cart horse when you're talking about forwards. you know, like...
He's more of a thoroughbred.
Yeah. What was Company? Was Company Rolls Royce?
Rolls Royce. That's very specific to centre-backs, I would think.
Yeah.
Like William Saliba, Rolls Royce.
I think Van Dijk's probably the most Rolls Royce of those players.
Definition of a Rolls Royce. Justin says, and nuts and bolts man.
I like that one.
Yeah, very, very good. Keith says midfield general. Midfield general is a good one now. Yeah, I think midfield general, you can't be, this is a hot take, you can't be Iniesta or Xavi as a midfield general. It kind of feels like midfield general is kind of like a tall, imposing physical type who can also play the ball on the carpet Busquets, very, very well. Busquets is a midfield general.
Okay.
I think. John in Limerick says, lads, in Western militaries, the top echelons of special forces, example, SEAL Team 6 or Delta Force members are called operators. They've creamed you before you even knew they were there. I guess it's true, yeah. I mean, that does bring operators to the top. Owen says, so is the journeyman comparable to the Avon lady selling makeup door-to-door? Journeyman's an entirely different thing.
Yeah.
It's a word to do with footballers, but it's not specifically what we're looking for here. Jordan Dundrum says artist. Yeah, artist is hard to kind of bring below a 7 out of 10, I'd say.
Is artist not closer to Maverick?
Yeah, closer to Maverick.
But Maverick could be 8 or could be 2.
Maverick could be Dimitri Payet.
Yeah.
I feel like Maverick is 8 and 2, just depending on the game.
Correct, or the individual. That's got a wider sort of possibilities in terms of your rating out of 10, whereas I think artist is more condensed into the 6 plus category. I'm drawing a line in the sand there. Sorry, we've disrupted you and disturbed you from your script there, David. Where are you going next?
Yeah, so Company's opposite number, Luis Enrique, also refused to be drawn on who would provide the biggest threat to his Paris Saint-Germain team this evening.
Everybody's on the party. And we try to think about those big matches, thinking individually, and it's a big mistake. We can represent both teams, Bayern Munich and PSG, the team above all. Of course, about unbelievable players, and they are the stars. But the team is the key. And I think we are both teams, and clear example of the what I say.
Did you ever play those early 2000s Championship Managers?
Only on the PSP. So no.
Oh yeah, I don't even think it was that. That wouldn't have been out then.
No.
But he, Luis Enrique, famously, I think, could play more or less anywhere. I mean, he was down as kind of, you know, centre-back, right-back, right-wing, centre-midfield, you know, all these different things. And maybe none of us, I don't know, I wouldn't have seen him enough to kind of pigeonhole him into a certain kind of role. But it came to mind when you're trying to think of these things. It's like he was so known in that for just being outlandishly versatile.
Yeah,
go like, everywhere.
It's one of the greatest regrets I have in life is not being a Championship Manager one sort of, whatever the Freddie Adu version was that
he's spoken about
all the time. So Luis Enrique, the Barcelona,
all rounder. Whatever the alternative football version is of that, just everywhere. But I don't really know. I didn't watch enough of him to know what kind of player he actually was.
For anybody who does know, let us know.
Yeah.
Phil says, would the midfield general be in charge of the technician?
He can try.
Pointing, lots of gesticulating and pointing from the midfield general to the technician in the midfield. Yeah, like, no, I was going to say the Busquets to Xavi or Iniesta thing doesn't really make sense. You can't really see Busquets having a higher... Maybe my tall point on the midfield general thing is actually completely misplaced. I'd say Declan Rice is the midfield general of that Arsenal midfield, whereas Zubimendi maybe is more of the technician. Maybe Odegaard is more of the technician, let's say. And then there's a lot, even though Odegaard's the captain, that's maybe why Declan Rice has assumed the gesticulation and the body language of the captain. Because he is the general and not the technician. Paul in Milton Keynes says, are there any shithouses these days playing at this level of the Champions League? Maybe just a few of the Atleti players. I think tomorrow is the shithouse derby. Although I've got kind of high hopes for what that actually might provide in terms of fireworks, that game between Atletico and Arsenal. I think I would be astonished if this game didn't live up to the hype aesthetically and all that. But I wouldn't be surprised at all if tomorrow night's game doesn't descend to the level that some people are expecting. In terms of maybe what a lot of Arsenal games actually turn out to be. I think it'll actually be quite a watchable two legs.
Yeah.
Another texter's been in touch to say midfield maestro, surely the upper echelon of football ability. Maestro. Maestro's hard to really count against there. It's on a level above artist in terms of you're bottoming out at 7.5 out of 10, whereas you're bottoming out at 6 out of 10, I think, for an artist. And Shane Anena says, puppeteer, someone in the middle of the park running the show. Puppeteer.
I don't know if I've
not heard that one, but I like it. No, I do like it. Yeah.
I like your inventiveness. You are a real puppeteer in terms of texts. But I'm not sure that's necessarily something that I want my team to be signing. I don't want my team to sign a midfield puppeteer. If there was a press release saying Team X assigned midfield puppeteer from Team Y, I don't think I'd be overly pleased. And then Finn and Avon, last one for now, keep them coming in. 0879 180 180. Finn and Avon says midfield magician is above a technician. Yes. I'm gonna go ahead and say generally yes. Obviously, a hell of a lot of nuance that I could hit you back with there, Finn. But in an overarching sense, I'd agree with that.
What's Bernardo Silva?
Like, he is the perfect encapsulation of all. You could say maestro, magician, technician,
bit of a shithouse,
and is a workhorse.
Yeah,
when he needs to be, but not a water carrier. And there's a couple of other things he probably isn't either. Dermot Keenan is going to fill you in here. From what I remember, Luis Enrique was a classy winger with an attitude. That doesn't tally at all with your championship manager.
I don't know. Maybe the algorithm wasn't as strong then as it was, is now. But
Finally, we have a voice of reason, a voice with gravitas who's been in touch. Our own Stephen Doyle.
Oh, very good.
Enrique, utility man.
Yes.
There you
That's
go.
That's perfect. Perfect.
Perfectly summed up. Thank you, Steve-O.
Kind of insulting, but ultimately useful.
David, where would you like to take us next?
So, yeah, just a quick look at tomorrow's game as well. Eberechi Eze has returned to training despite picking up an injury against Newcastle at the weekend, and it means the winger could be available for that semi-final with Atletico Madrid. However, his teammate Kai Havertz was not involved in this afternoon's training session.
Okay, we'll have plenty of that tomorrow night and off the ball, obviously, for Atletico versus Arsenal. Where are you turning to next?
So in the Championship, Ipswich boss Kieran McKenna is expecting Southampton to play on the front foot this evening. A win would leave the Tractor Boys 3 points clear of the playoffs heading into the final day, while defeat would open a door for the Saints and Millwall to take the second place automatic qualification spot. The Ipswich manager admits there have been some nerves as the season nears its end.
And that's where our focus has been all year. But of course, you're dealing with human beings and it's impossible to block everything out. And there's, a little bit of that external noise and that's going to touch them and they're all super motivated to be successful, so there's going to be that extra bit of tension going into the games, but that's the privilege of this stage of the year.
We've just got a heap of texts that are just like one word as a result of this conversation. No names attached to them. So text number one, mercurial.
Yeah, he's mercurial talent.
I think that comes back to the Dimitri Payet thing, which Ben wasn't best pleased about as a West Ham United supporter, throwing him into that category. Like mercurial, it feels that it's just not something we're seeing in an overly common manner at the moment with a lot of footballers. Like Ryan Cherki.
Yeah,
that's it's mercurial.
Yeah.
But also has the effectiveness to win over his harshest critics, i.e. Pep Guardiola. Schemer is another one-word text that we've got in. Schemer is respect, I would say. I'd say if you're described as a midfield schemer, You're probably in a good place reputation-wise.
You're making stuff happen.
Mm-hmm.
But to your point earlier on, you're also a little bit of in the shadows a little bit.
Yeah, like in real life, if you're a schemer outside of football, you're a horrible individual.
You're a horrible individual. But
see, that's what I kind of associate it with, even in football terms. Like, I'd kind of associate that more with shithouse.
Okay.
Schemer. I would, again, without much of the knowledge of obviously never having seen him play, I suspect John Giles is a bit of a schemer.
I agree.
I suspect.
Yeah, we haven't seen enough of there's not enough YouTube footage of him, but he looks like he does scheme.
Yeah, I think you have to have an edge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mick in Dublin says, lads, a slight tangent, but why do you hear the phrase, he has a wand of a left foot, but never for the right foot? It is a question I often ask myself, Mick. It's the rareness of it all, I suspect. It looks more noticeable.
Yeah.
Mick, I don't know. I don't want to reveal your location here, so I might just reduce the information I'm going to read out here. But Mick, who's 50 years old in October 2026, Happy early birthday, Mick. Thanks for getting in touch. He says midfield supremo. And then Anne has been in touch with a 1 to 10. Anne, thank you for getting in touch with this. She's on a full-on 1 to 10 of the rankings of midfielders. So well, I'll go, so one being the worst. 1 out of 10, raw novice. 2 out of 10, total liability.
His liability is great.
3 out of 10, silent passenger. 4 out of 10, rough enforcer. 5 out of 10, water carrier. Didier Deschamps only halfway up. 6, grafting workhorse. 7, tactical specialist. 8, smooth operator.
Yeah, I like it.
9, elite technician. And 10, pure maestro. That's your 1 to 10. Thank you very much. And Keneally, for getting in touch. 0879-180-180. You've got more football for us.
Yeah, so just to go back to your mention of Bernardo Silva a minute ago, Manchester City have confirmed that John Stones will leave the club at the end of the season. It, of course, had been reported in recent weeks that he would move on to pastures new. He joined City in 2016 as Pep Guardiola's second signing and has made 293 appearances for the club. He won 19 trophies during his decade-long stint at the Etihad, including 6 Premier League titles. He is the latest long-serving player to leave the club, with Silva also recently confirming his exit, and he confirmed the news in an emotional message on social media earlier today, saying, "It's been a roller coaster in many ways. I came as a kid and I'm now leaving as a man, becoming a father, a husband, and on the pitch a very fulfilled player. I suppose living all my dreams out and lifting all the things that I came here to achieve."
Now then, we have some news from the World Cup.
Yes, so the Vancouver Police Department have turned down a request from FIFA to provide a motorcade escort for its president. Gianni Infantino was seeking the escort while he attends the FIFA annual congress in the Canadian city. FIFA requested a level 4 escort, which means they would have had the ability to go through red traffic lights while other road users would be blocked off. Similar protocols are usually reserved for the Pope or US President, according to local reports. The VPD denied the request, which would have come at a significant cost for taxpayers in the city.
Now then, there could be a bit of a twist in the Real Madrid managerial hunt.
Yes, so there could be a shock return of a former manager to Real Madrid at the end of the season. The Athletic is reporting that the club's president, Florentino Perez, is favouring a move for Jose Mourinho to return to the Bernabeu. It's understood that Alvaro Arbeloa, who came in as a replacement following the sacking of Xavi Alonso, won't be kept on past the end of this year's campaign. Mourinho, of course, is currently at Portuguese side Benfica, who are second in Liga Portugal, but are yet to lose a league game this season with just 3 games left to play. They also had a solid Champions League, where they were knocked out by the team that are looking to see him return next season.
I can tell you that our own Ben Symes has been doing some digging on this Real Madrid story. He's been speaking to people who've been very, very high up indeed in the football club. We'll reveal that and more after 9 o'clock on the football show. Now then, Brighton and Hove Albion, big new stadium plans.
Yes, so they've announced plans to construct the first ever purpose-built stadium for women's football. The club aim to have the 10,000-seater venue completed by the end of the decade, and it'll be housed next to their men's ground, the Amex. The Seagulls' chief executive, Paul Barber, spoke about the plans earlier today.
You know, we see, as I said earlier, the growth of the women's game being significant. We see it as the best opportunity for us to expand our sport, expand our business, but it does take a very brave owner to commit to £75-80 million worth of capital investment when the game is still not quite at the level that sustains that. But we believe it will, and it can, and it should. And we want it, the product itself, the football on the pitch, or the experience for the fans to be the best it can be. And in order for that to happen, we need to show respect to both the female athletes and the audience that follows them. And you know, this stadium is a very big statement towards that.
Yeah, really interesting plans. The graphics that they've mocked up look great, and it's going to be fascinating to see what this actually kickstarts in terms of what other football clubs do. Let's move on to Gaelic games. There's potentially big news brewing in Antrim.
Yes, so the Antrim hurling squad are reportedly looking for answers after a failed bid by the county board to oust Davy Fitzgerald from his position as manager. It was reported over the weekend that Fitzgerald had been approached by officials about stepping down, however that was later retracted. The Irish Examiner is now reporting that an individual was also asked to take over for the remainder of the season, however that approach was turned down. A letter was then sent from the squad outlining some of their concerns, the first of which includes the issue surrounding their manager, which has led to uncertainty and a lack of trust among the players. They've also raised concerns over outstanding training gear, which they are allegedly yet to receive, which is required in the GPA Players Charter. They've also called for clear communications processes between the squad and the county board going forward, and players are willing to refuse to train unless the board engage with them, and they say further action could be taken.
Yeah, there is possibly developments on this evening, so we'll see if there's anything that actually comes out of what's gone down in Antrim tonight, and we'll keep you up to speed if there are any new developments. But from what I can tell, the players' issue is as much with the county board as it is with Davy Fitzgerald at this point. Nevertheless, their results on the pitch haven't been helping things, and it feels that there are a lot of people who would think that the team is better off without Davy at this point. He's received and copped a lot of criticism over the past couple of months as well, and this whole thing has got very messy indeed.
Yeah. I remember even a few months ago we had Terence McNaughton, who was on The Breakfast Show. I think it was after some of the tough league results. And his dismay, to your point as well, even that dismay, like in that kind of, because it's still a small enough community, but obviously deeply passionate community. And his dismay generally where hurling was in Antrim was at a low enough ebb. Now, I know that's different to where the players' complaints here. But I suppose it feeds into the general atmosphere when things start kind of snowballing in that way. They can just get out of hand pretty quickly.
We've had a load more texts coming in. Someone's been in touch to say, what about Governor, or better still, the Governor? Particular kudos if it's self-proclaimed. If you were going around five-a-side calling yourself the Governor, then you deserve all the love in the world, quite frankly. I think that's just lovely self-confidence. There's a couple of very specific things here, like Dave asks, hi lads, where do generational talents fall into the list? They're not on the list, Dave. It's, I mean, generational talent is far too specific and far too suggestive of your greatness. Aidan in Malahide says, target man. Announcement of a target man signing will always give the fans some confidence in the club's recruitment, no matter what position in the table. I guess, look, you've aimed to do something, you've gone out to purchase a certain player, and that's exactly what you've done in that situation. Rory, who is a retired number six / anchorman, texts in to say, anchorman.
Anchorman.
It's seldom spotted in modern football lingo, I would suggest.
Probably at certain levels. I probably still reigns. I don't know what level Rory played for, to be fair. I've not heard a player described as an anchor man in quite a while.
Great way to describe it, though.
I think so, yeah. I think, again, Busquets, anchor man.
Yeah.
I revoke your midfield general privileges, Sergio, and I'm now bestowing you with anchor man. 087-9180-180. Is our number. Keep them coming in. We'll get to them throughout the show. Finally, before we go, just give us the snooker latest, please.
Yeah, so the quarterfinals of the World Championships are continuing at the Crucible this evening. Sean Murphy took a 5-3 lead against Xiao Zintong upon their second session. Well, Barry Hawkins also leads Northern Ireland's Mark Allen by the same scoreline. Both of those games are just underway in the last few minutes. Meanwhile, it's level between Wu Yitze and Hossein Vafei at 4 frames apiece, while John Higgins trails Neil Robertson 5-3 at the end of their opening session. They, of course, were on in the afternoon.
Okay, the news round is brought to you by Viagra Connect 50mg film-coated tablets. Contains sildenafil for adult men with erectile dysfunction. Maximum dosage 150ml tablet per day. Always read the label. Buy online at viagraconnect.ie. Subject to suitability following pharmacist consultation. We are previewing what I think is sure to be an unbelievable clash between Bayern Munich and Paris Saint-Germain after the break. And
the news round is brought to you by Viagra Connect 50mg film-coated tablets. Contains sildenafil for adult men with erectile dysfunction. Maximum dosage 150mg tablet per day. Always read the label. Buy online at viagraconnect.ie. Subject to suitability following pharmacist consultation.